He went away, and you hung around and bothered me every night. And when I wouldn't go out with you, you said things that weren't very nice.
My boyfriend's back and you're gonna be in trouble.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
See him coming, better cut out on the double.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
There's a blast from the past for you. The WSW Morning Team Show. Good morning with Dave and Pat and Charlie and you.
So look out now, cause he's coming after you.
Morning Team Show, that's sponsored by Sound Asleep Lab. The locations of Saginaw, Bay City, Midland, and Mount Pleasant. Those two board-certified sleep physicians, those two nurse practitioners. SoundAsleepLab.com. Find SoundAsleepLab.com, your Morning Team Show sponsor. The Angels from 1963. And that's to pay tribute to the man behind one of the technological marvels that for many years was a staple. Now it's gone away, unfortunately. Lou Ottens. We're honoring Lou Ottens this morning, the man who developed the cassette tape.
Oh, oh yes, sure. Yeah.
It was introduced in September 1963. And if anyone were doing a mixtape at that time, the number one song in September 1963 was The Angels, My Boyfriend's Back.
Probably not doing many mixtapes in 1963.
I didn't really
have the technology yet. It was more of an 80s thing.
Yeah, Mary, I remember the Sony Walkman.
Of course.
That was the big pop your cassette tape in with all your favorite tunes.
Of course.
And walk with your headphones on.
Yeah, that was quite a change from the first cassette players for portables that came in. I had one when I was early on as a reporter. That weighed about the same weight as an M16, and it was almost the size of a keyboard, and almost as long and a little wider than a keyboard.
And that was called portable?
And that was portable. But that replaced walking around with a woolen sack reel-to-reel recorder that we used to use before we got their cassettes.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, I've seen it all.
And now, using your phone... You can
use a phone, which replaced recorders we had that had no moving parts.
Yeah.
And no cassettes, and no, they had a chip in them, but that was about it.
Cassette tapes became the norm for so many years, and a lot of different ways of recording and archiving. It used to be a staple in the broadcasting industry. If you're sending out a resume, you send it out a cassette tape.
When I first, we sent out a resume when I first got out of broadcast school. We had a little reel about 3 inches around, and you'd send out these little 3-inch reels. If I saw one of those come in today, it'd be a nostalgia, but I wouldn't be too impressed.
In fact, I think I did the same thing. I had reels at the time. That was now pushing 40 years. So,
yeah.
And for a while, even some artists, they started selling their music on cassette tapes, whether it's a whole album or individual song releases.
Yeah. And then went 8-track tapes that they put the music out on.
But long gone now, cassette tapes.
Yeah, and of course you always had a pencil nearby in case it unraveled on you.
You could rewind it.
Stick that right in those little reel and spin away.
Perfect size, just like it was meant to be.
You know, that is something, though, we were joking about the mixtape. That is an art that is gone that... Yeah, I think that boomers and Gen Xers, we know. I'm not so sure. I guess some millennials, older millennials, probably did it. But that was an art to put together a mixtape. Sometimes I did it. I would do like a rock tape, the pop tape of the time. Like I still have some in my basement labeled Spring 1991, 92. And it's amazing. I haven't listened to them in so long. But once in a while, I would go back years ago and say, huh, that's what I was listening to back at that time. Interesting. It was a good way to archive your life.
And then they were succeeded by CD players with shuffle.
Which, yes, did this guy help invent the CD?
I don't believe so.
I think I may have read that he had something to do with it.
If he did, it doesn't reference it. It just references the cassette tape.
Right.
Do you still have technology to play a cassette tape?
I've got one in my office.
Do you?
Sure.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, sure.
Well, Pat, if you ever want to listen to those tapes, you might have to come to Dave's office and play them.
Gentlemen, and I don't think I'm the only one. Those of us who really, really were radio dorks when we were kids, and this is what we wanted to do, we played DJ using those cassette tapes. That's what we did.
I have many shows recorded on cassette tape that are sitting in a box that I'll never. Well, I shouldn't say that. I do have a little handheld recorder, cassette recorder at home I could play them on. But yeah, that used to be the staple.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, interesting thing that we did a number of years ago now, probably back around late 1990s. They had a ceremony out at Delta College, and they had a time capsule they put together there. And so our boss at the time, Nancy, suggested that we submit something that could go in the time capsule. So what I did is I went out and I bought an inexpensive cassette recorder, recorded that morning's news, put it in the cassette recorder, and then I didn't know if they would have batteries available then, so we included a 110 adapter. So when they open that time capsule somewhere down the line, if they don't have cassette, of course that's counting on the fact that whether or not the tape will survive or whether it will deteriorate, but somewhere down the line, I think they open it after 50 years or whatever, I'll probably be gone, but someone, maybe my kids, will be hearing Dad doing a newscast on the day they had the ceremony at Delta.
On old technology.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, that's fun. That is fun.
Wow.
Again, Lou Ottens, he was 94 years old, by the way, the Dutch engineer who led the team to invent the cassette tapes. So that's why I wanted to honor Lou this morning.
Yeah.